AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died. He was 100 years old and renowned for his decades of foreign policy experience. Current Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted his passing while meeting with the President of Israel.
Few people were better students of history. Even fewer people did more to shape history.
Our Ben Thomas has more on Kissinger's legacy.
North Vietnam said today that the way is clear now to resume releases of U.S. prisoners of war.
President Nixon speaking with then National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger. Kissinger dominated foreign policy as the U.S. extricated itself from Vietnam and broke down barriers with China.
A conflict between China and the United States would be a disaster.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
There's been a deadly shooting attack at a bus station in Jerusalem. Three people were killed in the crowded facility. Israel and Hamas have extended their ceasefire another day, with more hostages to be released. A UN climate conference, COP28, opens today in the United Arab Emirates. Thousands of attendees will focus on slowing global warming. The OPEC oil cartel, led by Saudi Arabia, is trying to agree on cuts to the amount of crude sent to the world. Prices have tumbled recently. A new study finds the U.S. is unprepared to deal with aging baby boomers. Our Donna Warder reports.
The study by Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies says that many older adults will have to forego needed care or rely on family and friends for assistance. The report says that in 2021, assistance such as cleaning and cooking was only sufficient for a little more than a third of renters who were eligible.
An execution is slated today in Oklahoma. 59-year-old Philip Hancock, who says he killed two people in self-defense. This is AP News. Japan is telling its military to stop using Osprey aircraft in the wake of a U.S. aircraft crash.
Japan plans to suspend its own Osprey flights after a U.S. Air Force Osprey based in Japan crashed into the waters off the southern coast during a training mission. Coast Guard aircraft and patrol boats found debris believed to be from the aircraft and an inflatable life raft. The Osprey is a hybrid aircraft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but during flight it can rotate its propellers forward and cruise much faster like an airplane. Ospreys have had a number of crashes, including in Japan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A governors who want to be president debate takes place tonight on Fox. Florida's Ron DeSantis squares off against California Democrat Gavin Newsom. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.